Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Play along by yourself or play against others. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, soundtrack songs, and who's talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll go through all of the answers at the end of the episode, so hang around. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 2010s. Each question will be worth 1 point each. Let's get started. Question 1. What American boy band reunited in 2019 and scored a number 1 hit with their comeback single, Sucker? Question 2. What sweetly named Beyoncé album was declared the highest selling album of 2016? Question 3. What seasonal Lana Del Rey song burst in popularity after it was remixed by Cedric Gervais in 2013? Question 4. Avicii's dance hit Levels features vocals from which 1960s blues singer? Question 5. The soundtrack to which Disney musical film was the highest selling album of 2014? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is soundtrack songs. For each question, you'll receive the name of 3 songs that appeared on a popular film soundtrack, as well as the year the film was released. Your job is to correctly identify the film, with 1 point for each correct answer. Let's go. Question 6. 2003. The Trouble with Love Is, Too Lost in You, and Jump. Question 7. 2021. Waiting on a Miracle, Surface Pressure, and We Don't Talk About Bruno. Question 8. 1994, Hound Dog, Blowin' in the Wind, and Fortunate Son. Question 9. 2000. Independent Women, True, and Angel's Eye. Question 10. 1977. More Than a Woman, If I Can't Have You, You Should Be Dancing. That concludes round 2. It's time to move on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person speaking. Here we go. Question 11.
Well, you know, I'm from St. Louis. I'm in a group, St. Lunatics. I'm still in the group. You know, it ain't like it's me, then the group. I'm still in the group. So we've been rapping, like, locally in St. Louis, so, like, 94. You know what I'm saying? And then we had a little underground success right there, like, back in 96, 97. We managed to get, like, number one on our radio down there. And we just been getting support from the hometown ever since then.
Question 12.
I was never dreaming about the possibility of making an album with English songs while I was working in the Latin American market. I was just so concentrated on growing as a producer and as a singer and as a songwriter that I was not even planning something like that. But, you know, after 11 years of a career and 6 albums, I was feeling ready for a new challenge.
Question 13.
When I do my work, when I'm working on a specific thing, I'm very concentrated on it and I'm very serious about it. But I don't like the label, a serious actress or a serious singer. It just seems, you know, it seems silly. I don't know. I don't like labels very much to begin with, and those are two silly ones I don't need.
Question 14.
My grandfather always used to write a lot of poems and a lot of songs. So I just always had the gift to rhyme, and we always had music in our family. So I just had this real outgoing personality. I needed a lot of attention. Anybody that would listen to me sing, I would sing. Anybody that would let me do anything, I would do it just for the attention, I guess. And I just knew there was a world outside the Smoky Mountains, and I knew I was supposed to be part of it.
Question 15.
I actually felt like I had enough of the music business. You know, it was wonderful to have the success of the first record, and it created so many opportunities for me, and it, you know, made my life better on a material level. So, you know, all that was really great. But it was also kind of stressful for a person who likes to be pretty private.
That's all our rounds complete. Hang around because we'll be back in just a moment to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with round one, which was hits of the 2010s. Question 1. The Jonas Brothers. It was their first new music in 6 years. Question 2. Lemonade was the Beyoncé album. Question 3. Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. Question 4. Etta James. Her vocals from Something's Got a Hold on Me featured prominently on Levels, and later again on Good Feeling by Flo Rida. Question 5. Frozen. Despite releasing in late 2013, it continued to sell extremely well all year round. Continuing on to round 2, soundtrack songs. Question 6. Love Actually. Question 7. Encanto. Question 8. Forrest Gump. Question 9. Charlie's Angels. Question 10. Saturday Night Fever. For our final round today, you were looking to identify the music star who was speaking. Here are the answers. Question 11. Nelly, discussing his rise in hip-hop through the 90s to the mainstream. Question 12. Shakira, discussing the release of her first English language album. Question 13. Cher, lamenting being labelled as a serious singer or serious actress. Question 14. Dolly Parton, discussing her childhood beginnings. Question 15. Tracy Chapman, disclosing her dislike for being in the spotlight. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you happen to be listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you soon for another round of trivia.